off at your...
This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Glad to have you tuning in to check out the Real Pod Newscast. I'm taping this on Monday, so cannot yet say if I'll be jumping around excited about the U of H Cougars winning the men's college basketball championship or not, but I am happy for my mom who graduated from U of H and everyone else back in my old neighborhood where the campus is, because Saturday's comeback to beat Duke was epic. I mean, nobody should cheer for Devils anyway. And shout out to the UConn women for taking the title Sunday from the defending champs in South Carolina. And Huskies ran through the tourney. But now, on to the week and these crazy stories.
My favorite stories of the day.
You know, breakups are usually rough, or at least one side, and this 50-year-old guy is accused of definitely being on that side, because the Saturday before last, early that morning in Port Orchard, Washington, just west of Seattle, police say this guy got out of jail and 2.5 hours later was at his ex-girlfriend's house, but not to argue, make up, or anything conjugal. No, they say he kicked in the back door, ran in, picked up her pet chicken named Polly, and ran out yelling, "I've got Polly," over and over, and ran off with his ex's pet chicken. That may explain why police say he already had a court order of protection against him, so he was not supposed to be close enough to kick in the ex's back door, let alone grab Polly, but cops say he did. It ran off into the wooded area around the ex-girlfriend's home, and KOMO News in Seattle got a hold of the police body cam footage that Port Orchard police posted to social media, showing when they tracked him down in the woods a bit later.
"That's fine. Just hold your chicken.
Don't hurt my chicken.
I'm not going to hurt your chicken."
And they did not hurt the chicken, but had him put Polly in the police cruiser and took it back to the ex-girlfriend's house while taking him to jail. Yeah, some thievery accusations in this cast, because early the Sunday before last, near Houston's Friendswood Development Area, a 2024 Dodge Charger was in a ditch. The driver crashed, and so a man who lives nearby drove by and recorded cell phone video of the Charger. Since 2 hours earlier, he told ABC 13 News that he heard the same Charger spinning its tires, and it was late in the night, so the screeching was loud. And the neighbor says he recorded video at that point of the same car peeling off. So 2 hours later, he drives down the street and sees the car in the ditch with a man standing next to the driver's side door, asked him what happened, and when he started recording the crash car's license plate, he also caught the guy, who started almost skipping down the street, pulling a skull cap over his face, but then lifted it back up at a point saying, "Too bad you didn't get my face. The car is stolen. Aha, it's a stolen vehicle. Aha." Now, we know this, including the ahas, because he was on video, face and all, which ABC 13 aired, and Harris County constables used to verify the guy was right about one thing. It was stolen from a couple who were both in law enforcement, too. But since he was so wrong about the recorded video not catching his face, well, county constables are now using it to track him down because he got away. And then there's the guy in Florida's Tampa area who went to a Tesla dealership the Wednesday before last, signed paperwork, and let them get a copy of his driver's license so he could take a Cybertruck on a test drive, which was supposed to be for no longer than 30 minutes. But he never came back. So Fox 13 in Tampa is reporting a Tesla salesperson called the number the man gave. It was disconnected. Emailed to say, "Bring back the Cybertruck," but no reply. So 5 days later, the salesperson was done with playing nice. So used geolocation to track down the Cybertruck because, you know, technology. And says the salesperson found it parked at a Home Depot last Monday. So shot video of the man walking in the parking lot, then jumped out, left his car, and took the Cybertruck back to the dealership. And the next day, on April Fool's Day, appropriately, Fox 13 is reporting this guy walked into the dealership like nothing happened and asked to get his personal stuff left in the Cybertruck when the salesperson repossessed it. Maybe he didn't think it was a crime to stretch a 30-minute test drive to 5 days and force a salesperson to act like a repo tow truck driver, but the dealership thought it was a crime and called Hillsborough County Sheriff's. And when deputies came, they say they searched the guy and found he had 5 credit cards in 5 other people's names. So They think this guy is a thief who had no intentions of bringing back the Cybertruck, which is why their intentions are to charge him with grand theft and criminal possession of personal IDs. And while we're in my favorite stupid criminal state of Florida, the New York Daily News ran a story on a homeless guy in Clearwater who walked up to a lemonade stand being run by some kids in a neighborhood last Tuesday evening, bought a lemonade, drank it up, and then got mad after the kids told him he could not get a free refill. The Pinellas County Sheriff's Office sent the Daily News their arrest report, which says the 45-year-old homeless guy later told deputies that an adult supervising the kid's stand was talking ish to him. So cops say he responded by getting in some sort of fighting stance, grabbing her wrist and threatening to beat her up before running off. Well, officers caught up and arrested the 45-year-old who pleaded not guilty to felony battery. Back after this break. But first, give a listen to DJ Greg H's podcast. Pretty nice with those mixes of his.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
Saber and Deadass do not touch me or the radio.
Drobots will safely deliver everyone on board. And upgraded models can keep riders company with its cutting-edge AI-generated voice, which can hold conversations and even join a sing-along.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
And best of all, Drobots come with a lifetime warranty and free exchanges for the newest model.
We are here. So please get out, you lazy bum. I need to recharge.
So why not? Get your new driving buddy today.
And don't let the door hit you where the Lord split you. Come on, bum. I have to recharge.
Drobots are sold absolutely nowhere.
And now, for the world around us.
Africa is breaking apart. Geologists have been watching this for the past few decades along Africa's east coast, where three tectonic plates have been slowly moving, causing earthquakes and now deep cracks in ravines in the Ethiopian desert. CBS News ran a story last week after another deep rift in the earth opened up overnight in Kenya, and scientists say this is the latest sign of the Somalian tectonic plate moving away from the larger Nubian plate, making up most of the African continent. And the Somalian plate is also moving away from the Arabian plate north of the Red Sea. So geologists and scientists, other scientists, think the Somalian plate's annual 7-millimeter movement will add up to a chunk of the continent totally breaking off in 5 to 10 million years, creating a new sea, though, and taking parts or all of Burundi, Democratic Republic of Congo, Kenya, Malawi, Mozambique, Rwanda, Tanzania, Uganda, and Zambia along with it.
A bird with a word came to me.
Bay-wing hawks are nowadays called Harris's hawk, and they're mostly found in North Central and South America. So when they pop up in Europe like one did over the past month, zoologists usually think they flew off from captivity, like from a zoo. But the folks at Whipsnade Zoo in England say they have not lost any. After BBC News is reporting, Harris's hawk was captured nearby this past Thursday in the Hertfordshire backyard of a man named Steve Harris, who is also a falconer of all things. And Harris says he lured the Harris's hawk into a cage, which was actually more of a public safety capture than some nature-related rescue, because over the past month, there have been some 50 reports of this bird swooping down on people and clawing, pecking, and terrorizing folks, like an elderly man who the BBC is saying needed hospital care after that hawk bloodied up the top of his head by pecking and clawing. Kids who do play outside nowadays were kept from going out, and the Royal Mail Service stopped delivering in the area this past month to keep their mail carriers safe from the hawk's dive bomb attacks. That hawk, boy, he was ruling the roost, but Harris handed the Harris's hawk over to another falconer after he caught him. And that falconer is caring for it now and said old tags on its feet show it may have escaped from somewhere over a year ago, and says it's a young male, so may have been hormonal when attacking folks in that English village. Back in the
egg prices are out of control.
Can't buy them. I mean, you just can't.
No eggs with bacon for breakfast. So a lot of us may feel like this grocery shopper right now.
Everybody gonna be skinny, walking around here looking crazy because we can't get no eggs. You know what else I'm gonna tell you is gonna happen without the eggs? You ain't gonna have no cakes. chocolate cakes is over with.
Not if you head to J-Dub's Pigeon Coop. $5 a dozen for eggs laid minutes before, fresh out the mother pigeon. It can't get more organic than that. So swing on by to J-Dub's Rooftop Market at the corner of Clinton Avenue and South 17th in Newark. Drop by.
What's up with what's going down, though?
Yeah, what's up with Diddy's making a band artist Dylon arrested for slapping a man? TMZ is reporting Dylon John was at work in North Carolina's Wake County this past Thursday when cops there say he smacked a guy in the face twice. And they said that after saying they watched that on surveillance video. Dylon, charged with simple assault, posted a $500 bond, and was let out later in the day Thursday. Now, cops did not say what was said or done that led to the Will Smith impersonation times two, but when it comes to his music career after making the band, Dylon blames Dave Chappelle's sketch parody of him on the old Chappelle show for ending his chances at a record deal.
Dylon, because I spit hot fire.
But did not blame Diddy making the band walk to Junior's to buy him cheesecake in one episode, or how he would get into it with Diddy and Wyclef on the show about their creative differences. Still, this accusation of pimp slapping a guy makes one wonder if others in Diddy's old circle are being teased or accused of knowing why he had all that baby lotion the feds say they found at his mansion.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
He's looking at a Michael Johnson video. Running it over and over again, him running that 200. Over and over again, sweat popping all off her. Every which way, she's laid all sprawled all across the couch. See my woman making love to another man on video.
Keep doing what you're doing, 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 what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, boy.
Come on, hurry up. Somebody bring me an extinguisher to put out this blaze that started up in here. By that vintage jam from Slammy Sammy. This is Mike Mann in your ear.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Tuesday the 8th. Vampire Weekend lead singer and guitarist Ezra Koenig, 41. Anya, the former demon in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Actor Emma Caulfield, 52. Actor Patricia Arquette, 57. Actor Robin Wright is 59.
But it's much too late.
Singer Julian Lennon, John's son with his first wife, 62. Bo Duke in the Dukes of Hazzard. Actor and singer John Schneider, 65. The Philadelphia Sound, half of the Gamble and Huff songwriting team, Leon Huff, 83, and original Mouseketeer Darlene Gillespie is 84. Then on Wednesday, singer Jackie Evancho will be 25. Singer Lil Nas X, 26. Actor Kristen Stewart, before Twilight, you know, she was Jodie Foster's character daughter in the movie Panic Room. Yes, Stewart will turn 35.
Don't forget to come and pick up your feelings.
Singer Jasmine Sullivan will be 38. Rudy in The Cosby Show. Actor Keisha Knight Pullman, 46 now. My Chemical Romance lead singer-songwriter Gerard Way, 48. Miranda in Sex and the City in Hollywood. 2018 Democratic candidate for governor in New York, Cynthia Nixon, 59. Actor and model Paula Poroskova, say that five times, Paula Poroskova will be 60. MSNBC Morning Joe co-host Joe Scarborough will turn 62. Actor Dennis Quaid, 71. And Olivia Walton in The Waltons, Michael Learnet, 86. And on Thursday the 10th, Rey in the Star Wars galaxy. Actor Daisy Ridley will be 33.
When the bones are good, the rest don't matter.
Singer Maren Morris, 35. Oh, he saw dead people in The Sixth Sense. Haley Joel Osment will be 36 now. Singer and actor Mandy Moore will be 41. Chief Hopper in Stranger Things. Actor Davis Harbour, 50.
Can I kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does?
Tribe. Tribe Called Quest rapper, producer, and DJ Q-Tip, 55. Actor and comedian Orlando Jones, 57.
All this love is for you.
Singer Kenny Lattimore, 58.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, and I'm starting to feel good.
Katrina and the Waves, former lead Katrina Leskanich, 65. Singer and producer Babyface, Kenneth Babyface Edmonds, will be 67. Miami Vice Detective Trudy Joplin, actor Olivia Brown, 68. Actor Peter McNichol, John Cage, and Ally McBeal will be 71. And actor, martial artist, filmmaker, and his hair is still jet black, Steven Seagal will be 73 Thursday. And that's it for another Real Pod newscast. Thanks, as always, for listening. Back on Friday. Now I have to run from Steven Seagal.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Shownuff.